Welcome to Anablog episode 4. Coming up in today's show, we will have the most hyped artist of the week, most hyped blog of the week, the random front page pick of the week. That's where I go just to the first time to the hype machine, see what I see, listen to all of that, and then give you guys my the best one of that page. And then finally, a review of a gig I went to last Sunday, and a choice cut from Derek Davies' latest M3 compilation. So the pick of most hyped blog of the week wasn't quite so straightforward as usual this week, because I went down to the hype machine and looked on the right-hand side. You can see the screenshot on the blog, and found out that the most hyped blog was Mog Most Discussed Tracks. Now, didn't sound to me like a very catchy blog, so I had a quick look at it and found that it was, in fact, basically, it looked as if it was a platform sponsored by Gracenote, or powered by Gracenote, for MP3 bloggers, but all contained within sort of all contained within one social networking platform, and where you could share the tracks by embedding them in your pages and uploading them, but you couldn't download the tracks. So as it happened, it just wasn't a great blog to visit. I'm trying to visit now, and suddenly I've got a photo of some drunk man lying on the floor and the hype machine saying, "Oh, we're too busy to load your process." So can't really tell much more about that. So had a quick flick down, saw the Music Slut was second. Music Slut was last week's most hyped blog of the week, and couldn't have them running both, you know, both weeks. So down to number three, Get Weird Turn Pro, which is a blog which is featured on the Hype Machine and Anablog before. And one of the articles which did catch me off the blog was a nice slating track, or a nice slating article rather, of the NME, which I can't stand personally. NME's British music magazine, New Musical Express. And apparently, the hacks at this rag have questionably decided to invert a new music genre called electro mosh, anything danceable with a harder, grinding, distorted edge. And as some people have already commented on this post, that surely that's disco punk, amongst other things. Needless to say, he says that it's pretty pointless, and hopefully it won't catch on. And I completely agree with him. So, enemy slating included. That's a good start. What is Get Weird Turn Pro all about? Well, the gentleman in question, I believe he's a gentleman, quotes Hunter S. Thompson, "Myths and legends die hard. We love them for extra dimension they provide. The illusion of near infinite possibility to erase the narrow confines of most men's reality. Weird heroes and mould-breaking champions exist as living proof to those who need it that the tyranny of the rat race is not yet final." Very nice indeed. A quick link over to his MySpace reveals that he's actually from Manchester, which is very interesting indeed. Myself being an ex-Manchester University student. So he's got his finger on the pulse. It's definitely a blog with an electronic bias to it, but I won't hold that against it by any means. Today's episode of Anablog is definitely going to have an electronic bias to it, because it's a lot of electronic music out there at the moment. And one of the tracks he's actually highlighted from a while back, if you dig deep enough, which caught my attention, was the Switch remix of Get Yourself High by the Chemical Brothers. So I reckon you dig deep into Get Weird Turn Pro, because there's all sorts of randomness, gibberish, tunes, pictures and stuff, quote unquote. But for the moment, I'm going to be playing you the Block Party remix, which apparently was given away on a recent issue of The NME. It's a remix of Flux, and it's the JFK remix, JFK being one of the chaps from Mastercraft, or MSTK, or Mastercraft, because they don't have any vowels in their name. So, bit of a mixed reaction on the comments. Some people not quite sure. I think Mastercraft are treading water a bit at the moment, not entirely sure which direction to take with regards to their music, and whether to sort of continue down the blog house or electro scene, or trying something a little bit different. But I definitely enjoy this, so check it out and let me know. If your right hand is causing pain, cut it off, cut it off. If your colors are starting to run, let them all run, run. Block Party, the JFK remix from Get Weird Turn Pro, this week's most hyped blog of the week. It still amazes me every week, every time I go down to the hype machine and look at the front page there. The sheer variety of material which gets posted up in music blogs, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, I was listening through the stuff today, and every different type of music is out there. There was even some speech-based stuff today. So the Hype Machine, really, it's an education. Just going down to that front page and hitting play, which is what I've done today. And it was very difficult to choose this week's front page pick of the week. Now, there were definitely some contenders going for this top spot. And first up was, that I saw, the Punks Jump Up remix. Well, the Punks Jump Up and Down remix, according to this blog, remix of Robin's With Every Heartbeat. This is at versus-3.blogspot.com. And an interesting version by Punks Jump Up there, definitely getting in with the electro clash. In similar vein to Pirates of the Bargain Bin, featured last week, butterteam.com have a feature called The More You Know, and this week The More You Know was Deborah's, featuring tracks by Debbie Harry, Beck, a track called Deborah, Debbie Gibson, of course Pulp Disco 2000, and Outkast, Jazzy Bell, featuring Deborah Killings. That was another interesting feature. It just made me smile, that one. A brilliant one, I have to say, was morebounce-oz.com with a sort of a comeback post today featuring a range of late and early 80s electro and hip-hop. There's about a half a dozen tracks up there. And for a lot of stuff which was made before I was born, really, really good stuff, and especially some of the electro stuff. It's worth checking out, what with the resurgence in electro at the moment. Next up was Keep It Right Radio, which has apparently been going since 2000, which you can find if you go iTunes Radio Public, KUCI 88.9 FM. And they had a track by O Astro called Snow Queen, which was a little bit stop-starty, a little bit Hot Chip-esque, sort of alternative electronica there for you, which was very good. But really, the winner has to be this week an East London duo called Alberta Cross, featured on the leathercanary.blogspot.com. They sort of put themselves in the alternative folk rock bracket on their MySpace page. There's about four or five tracks that you can listen to there if you like what you're about to hear. Looks as if they've been to CMJ as well as other things, and they had, if you like what you're about to hear, an EP out last month, about this time last month, called Leave Us or Forgive Us, which is a download EP, or if you're very lucky, you might be able to find the strictly limited 300 only 7-inch with Leave Us or Forgive Us and the second track, Rambling Home. It's not something I listen to every day, I'll say that from the off, but something which I do have a little interest in. It's a little bit country, a little bit different, in stark contrast to the amount of electronica which you're going to hear on today's show. So, you know, anything can come in the mix on Alablog. And this has to be my favourite track of the front page selections for today. This is Alberta Cross, Hard Breaks.
My heart breaks now.
really is cause for celebration when Derek Davies releases one of his M3 volumes, compilation series of CDs, which has reached now volume 16. This came out a few days ago. It's an interesting collection. The artwork, beautiful as ever. And Derek describes this volume comprised predominantly of slamming, rocking and electro tracks that are ideal for driving at absurd speeds on dark highways. M3 Volume 16 is undeniably the hotness, says Derek. And he makes reference, actually, to his car and the sound system in his car and driving along, speeding along highways, because about this time last year, Derek had a very, very nasty accident. And he had some pictures up on his blog. And this was actually the first time that I came across Good Weather for Airstrikes. Because I came along and I wasn't entirely sure what the whole MP3 blogging thing was about, and I came across this blog and it had him and this car and in all horrible, horrible wreckage and his sort of second-by-second account of what happened. And then I figured out this guy actually had amazing taste in music and, as a consequence, has changed the way I listen to music and the way I find out about new music. But M3 Volume 16 has got tracks from old tracks, from Test Icicles and Block Party, as well as new tracks from Ghost Hustler, Calvin Harris, Danger, Fortune, and These New Puritans. There's 15 tracks in all. You can go down to goodweatherforairstrikes.com now and download it in its entirety, as well as the rather attractive artwork, as I mentioned previously. But the track I'm going to play for you off this compilation album is by Late of the Pier, called Bathroom Gurgle. Late of the Pier, a local band to me, they're actually from Castle Donington. And back in the day, my dad did try and invite them to a garden festival we hosted this summer. They didn't, you know, really pick up on it that much. And we later realised why, because Radio 1 were all over them. Kissy Sellout, who does in one of the In New DJs We Trust nights on Radio 1. He was raving about them, and Radio 1 raving about them, so it's no wonder that they didn't really want to come. Anyway, local boys, this is their track Bathroom Gurgle. Enjoy.
We have all been wasting our time for the light. Oh,
Newman resurgence, if ever there was. That was Late of the Pier and their track Bathroom Gurgle. And now for a little bit of feedback on a gig that I said I was going to go to see in last week's podcast. It was Cut Off Your Hands and Folds. Cut Off Your Hands supporting Folds. But really, looking at it, I didn't think Cut Off Your Hands gave the better performance or were more my cup of tea. Folds did a long set. They were described by someone I went with as very prog rock, very, you know, panicky and fancy, and a bit like the other support band, Eskimo Hoax, which we didn't like at all in any way, shape or form. But Cut Off Your Hands, unfortunately, only did about six or seven tracks because their lead singer was ill, which was a shame. I recognised about half of them. And the first track that they did, Still Fond, I recorded, and you can see down on the Anna Blog website, annablogradio.blogspot.com, and you can watch that in full. As you can see, he doesn't sound very ill at all. He was giving it his all. A very vibrant band on stage, very talented, and very nice guys too. Had a chat with them while they were selling their merch before and after the show. Bought a t-shirt off them, and no, I just think all that left to be said is to play you now in its entirety that song which they opened the Charlotte with at Leicester. This is Still Fond by Cut Off Your Hands. Any chance to go and see those guys on tour, preferably when they're all well and not ill, then definitely, definitely go and see them. So now to the final feature of today's show, and that is the most hype artist of the week. Now this is an artist we featured already on this series of this series of Anna Blog. It is, of course, Daft Punk with their new Live Alive album coming out after their amazing live shows that they've been doing around the world, if you excuse the pun. I didn't even realise that myself. It wasn't planned, honest. I found this particular track, which I'm about to play for you, at a website called hotbiscuits.wordpress.com. He's in two minds about whether he likes the live sound or whether he'd like hearing it live. You know, there's always this debate surrounding Daft Punk, or especially electronic acts. Do they do things live, or do they just hit play on the CD player? You never really know. You know, it could just be an elaborate light show, and that's all you're getting for your money. But he even says that, you know, you get that tiny beat mismatch here and there, which does let you know that they're not perfect and that they are doing it live, at least. The Alive album has sort of rekindled the sample debate, because Daft Punk using a lot of samples, and Butterteam.com have highlighted this fact. And even with things like they in Robot Rock, they sample a band called Breakwater and their track Release the Beat, which Butterteam actually think is better than Robot Rock, and really that, you know, they're almost exactly the same. And it's something that we featured before, back when we were out on the radio on Anablog. And the most interesting article to go and see out there in the blogosphere is the Palms Out Sound article, which I've linked on the Anablog blog, when they used to do the Sample Wednesday series. And Sample Wednesday 27, back in February this year, they did Daft Punk, and the people at Palms Out Sounds even said this is their favourite edition of Sample Wednesday so far back in February. And it really is a highlight, to say the least. It highlights the debate very well, whether they are in fact very talented people using music which probably hasn't quite done itself justice with their existing artists, but with them does a lot better, or is it that they just can't make their own music and they're not very good at all? I'll leave you to decide, and leave you with an epic 10-minute track. This is an incredible live mixture of songs: Prime Time of Your Life, Brainwasher, Rolling and Scratching, and Alive by Daft Punk. Thank you for listening to the Anablog podcast, and I hope you enjoy. Please tune in next week. And if you have any thoughts on this week's show, then do not forget to comment at the blog, anablogradio.blogspot.com. Ta-ra.